This is the Farmer's Calendar essay for December 2012. Turning the calendar to December evokes cherished childhood memories of cutting the yearly Christmas tree from the woodlot behind our farmhouse. Sometimes we spooked a deer on our way into the woods, adding to the excitement. I remember how proud I was on the day when my dad let me cut the tree for the first time. He pulled back hard on the branches so that the blade wouldn't bind, while I worked the bow saw back and forth with all the strength that a six-year-old could muster. The balsams and spruces that we harvested back then hardly resembled the well-shaped plantation growth trees that are commonplace today. Most of our trees had the sparse side that we hid against the wall. To fill a gap, we often had to drill a hole in the trunk and insert a branch into it. The huge spaces between the whorls of limbs were ideal for displaying the pine cones that we had gathered from the yard, the garlands of hand-strung popcorn and cranberries, and the dozens of fragile ornaments that had been passed down from one generation to the next. My family still harvests Christmas trees from the same woodlot. It's a bit shadier now, so the trees grow with even bigger spaces between the branches. But that's okay. Our collection of decorations has increased over the years as well.